The joy of a dependent life. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. John chapter 10 verse 10. Apart from me you can do nothing. John chapter 15 verse 5. The Lord Jesus once said to his disciples. With this statement, he makes it clear that there is only one way we can bear fruit for God, if we remain in him, the true vine. But what does this actually mean in practice? How can this be implemented in daily life? How would you answer this question? Dependence means to be dependent on someone. The word often has a negative connotation for us, because we like to be independent and do not want to be restricted in our freedom. But those who have once experienced how specifically one can experience God's guidance and his work through practiced dependence come to a completely different conviction. Practiced dependence is the key to a blessed, meaningful, and exciting life in fellowship with the living God, who still does wonderful things today. A born-again Christian who lives in dependence on God will practice the following 3 points in his life, which are examined in more detail in this book. He shows by his prayer life that he lives in. He makes himself dependent on the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit. He lives in the expectation that God speaks to him through his living word, and thereby gives him. But what does such a dependent life look like in specific terms? If you want to know this, then you must study the life of the Lord Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. Hebrews chapter 12 verse 2, was always in prayer, was guided by the Holy Spirit and lived by every word that comes from the mouth of God. Because he now lives in you in the power of the Holy Spirit, you are able to walk in his footsteps and to walk in the same way in which he walked. 1 John chapter 2 verse 6. But you will only be able to do this if you live daily in conscious dependence on him. The following devotion should help you to reflect more on the wonderful life of the Lord Jesus. The more thoroughly you do this in prayer, the more you will become like him in his attitude and behavior, and thus bear fruit that will last for eternity. By this my Father is glorified, that you bear much fruit, and so prove to be my disciples. John chapter 15 verse 8.